And then we have the next one is Surah Taha, Surah number 20. This is also a Makki Surah. Allah starts off with Taha, Ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa. The two broken letters, you know, Huruf al-Muqatta'at, which is miraculous. Nobody knows. And it was a challenge to the Arabs that were living in Mecca. Taha, Ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa. We have not revealed on you, O Prophet Muhammad, the Qur'an to feel grief, pain, sorrow. Meaning what? Quran's purpose is not to create tension, not to create stress in our mind. Quran's purpose is not to create grief and sorrow and udasi. No, Quran is the opposite of that. When we read Quran, it relieves the tension. It soothes the brain, soothes the heart, brings tranquility and serenity. You can azmai ye baat hai, khud azmai le. Ki jab kabhi aap ghar aaye, office se thak ke, pareshani se, ya ghar mein agar khwatin hai, to pareshani mein par mubtala hai, ulji bhi hai. Just sit down, open Quran. Aur ek cheez aapko bataun, ye akabirin se humne seekha hai, ki don't have preset mind which surah you're gonna read. When you are perturbed, when you are difficult in pain, in agony, in anguish, just open the Quran, whichever surah opens, read. Because Allah made you open that surah. You didn't choose. You got no Quran, Quran that says, you have to force that you have Quran, then you have to open that page. Where you open it, there. And you will see, this is a medicine, dawa, antibiotic. Or you say, no effect doesn't happen. They say, antibiotic is too bad. It's heavy, it's meda, it's less. It doesn't have to eat. It's not enough 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 to eat. It's food for the soul. And that is what? Lo, main bhul gaya kila chal. Unne kaha se ghadi bhi nahi hai, nazar nahi aa raha hai, aur lag raha hai iska matlab ki band kar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that this Quran is supposed to soothe your nafs, the nerves. Kabhi kabhi hota hai na, insaan ko badi tension hoti hai, to ye peeche wali jo kaan ke peeche nasen wahan pe badi thakne lagti hai, ye jo nasen hai yahan pe haath mein, jinko tension hota hai, pata hai unhe. Allah is saying, when you read this Quran, He will serene you. Insulin is a better injection. Kisi zaane se, kisi bhi dawa se bhi better dawa. Automatically, you have to see, aapke andar aisi thehrav paida hogi, jo nafs hai, jo aafaq hai insaan ke, aise sukoon mein aa jayenge. Chahe jitni bhi badi se badi tragedy ho, badi se badi tragedy ho, lekin jab aadmi padta hai, aisa thand ho jata hai. Lekin jaise hi band karta hai, wo zakhm jo laga hua, phir yaad aane lagta hai. So Allah Ta'ala is saying here that Ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'an litashqa, ya Muhammad alayhi salam. O Muhammad said, oh, we did not reveal this Quran so that you may feel sorrow and pain and anguish and agony and difficulty, but rather it is to soothe you, relax you, massage, ruh ki massage. Aaj hum jaate hain Maulana ji massage ko, $10 diya usne, aur usne itne zor se dabaya, gardan mein aur dard ho raha hai. Massage ke massage paise nahi hai. This one, free of charge, only Quran. Read, uske baad leg jaye, aaj ban. Ye, matlab these psychiatrists ke paas hai, wo apni dawai dega. Ek Quran wale bande ke paas hai, Imam Shaykh ke paas hai, wo aapko cheezein aise aise batayenge, Quran se aise aise surate padhe, aise aise ayat padhe, ki insaan ki jo zehn hai, hairan dang reh jaye. Ki how you bring about, that's why this Quran is shifa lima fi sudur. It's a cure remedy for what is in your heart. And there are specific medicines. From this era to this era, you will have this. From this era, there is a whole science, the science of the medicine of Quran, that the scholars have written in the past, or books that they are available. But they have it. You can read and you can find out that if you have this problem, if you have this thing, read this surah, and you'll see. But you have to read with yaqeen, iman. Not that, oh, I read, oh, you, what the sakadar niya, usme likha diya, fala kare bhai, sakadar reh jaiye. Iman kamzor, iman kahin aur, aur surah padho. But that is the thing, that the effectivity will come with that. Surah Taha, the Makki Surah, talks about Musa Islam extensively, in detail. We have already gone through his things, so we don't want to go through again the whole thing, because there are other surahs to cover. But it talks about how he saw the light, and then when he was walking, he told his family, wait, I will go and check out. Then it talks about how he went to Fir'aun, and it also talks about the surah about how he asked Allah to make his brother, who was not a prophet at that time, to become a prophet. And then Allah, right there and then, accept the intercession of Musa Islam and made Harun, his elder brother, a prophet. Right there and then. And then they both went. Yeah, I just want to point out one thing. Look at the Rahmaniyat of Allah. Who was Fir'aun? We all know that. He made the da'wah, he made the thing that, oh, I am Inni and Allah. I am the Lord of this Bani Israel. Just imagine, someone who has the stubbornness یعنی ہر حرامی کی دعا ہے کہ وہ کہہ رہے کہ میں خدا ہوں اور اللہ تعالیٰ سے سر کر رہا ہے. اس سے جب دعوے کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ موسیٰ اور ہارون علیہ السلام بھیج رہے ہیں تو کیا کہہ رہے ہیں؟ لک ایٹ دی وری جو نازل ہوئی. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سیز اذهبا الى فرعون انه طغى وموسى او هارون go to فرعون. Why? انه طغى, he deviated, he disobeyed Allah. The next word, فَقُولَ لَهُ, فَقُولَ is a word that is for two. But both of you tell him, Harun and Musa, both of you tell him, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. سبحانه. The one who's claiming that I am God and, you know, he's really butting his heads with the creator of this universe, when Allah is sending his prophets to him, he could use it. اس بغبغ کو جا کے جو ہے وارننگ دو, دعوت دعاؤ, دھمکاؤ, یہ کرو. نو, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ when you go and give him da'wah, how, what is the etiquette of da'wah? That oh Musa or Harun علیہ السلام, when you go to Fir'aun, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. لَيِّن means a very, very soft, mild, نرم کلام, ایسا کلام جو انسان کو دل کو لگے, کیونکہ دعوت کی کشش یہی ہے. The da'wah in the Quran, its attraction is, you say the ayah of Quran, you say the meaning of Quran, it attracts you. It has a magnetism that just gets to the heart. And that's why then they convert or revert, whichever you want to say. And that is what Allah is saying. That when you go to Quran, don't be rude to him, don't be arrogant to him, don't shout and scream at him. Don't say, oh, you have said that, oh, you are God or something. No, tell him a word, a speech that is very mild, soft, mellow, something that will make his heart inclined. This is the etiquette of that. Why? لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكِّرُ, perhaps he may think and ponder, reflect on it, what you're saying. Or يَخْشَى, he might get fear. That's why when you give da'wah, you can ask the brothers and the wise man, when you go and give da'wah in the mall, in the park, or any place, when you talk to these people, when you get engaged in a dialogue, you see the effectivity of Quran on that person that's receiving the message. So even Fir'aun was told by the prophets of Allah to be told in a very nice fashion. Then in Surah Taha also Allah tells us in verse number 55, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. This is the verse that we recite when we go to the Qabristan and we dafan karte hain apne aziz aqarib ko. When we bury our relatives and friends, whoever is relative, while we put in the sand, we read this ayah in Surah Taha, verse 55, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Allah says, from this we created you, in this we are putting you back again, and from this we are going to create you back up again. This is the ayah. Or just as a mitti dalen log, mayat ke upar ye padte jaye. So that there is soothing in the grave and ease on that person. Allah is saying what? Oh insan, don't forget where you created from. This thing. And you're going to become again. So why go on to such deviant paths? And the ayah was here in conjunction with Fir'aun because he made the da'wah that he's a god. So Allah was saying, look, you were created from this. Allah created you. And now you make the da'wah that you are a god. When Allah created you, you were nothing from before. You were from this. And then Allah talks about the qissa of Musa and the magicians of Fir'aun. And they did their look. The one who knows the art knows the reality of truth. سونے کی قدر صرف جوہری جانتے ہیں, انجینئر یا ڈاکٹر نہیں جان سکتے. جسم کی قدر اور جسم کے جو اندر اعضاء ہیں وہ صرف ڈاکٹر نہیں جان سکتے, انجینئر یا ہم اور آپ نہیں جان سکتے, کیونکہ اس نے پڑھا ہے, اس نے اناٹومی اور سائنس آئی یوز پڑھی. سو کیری اوور ایوری فیلڈ, دا پروفیشن آف دیٹ فیلڈ, ہی اور شی نوز دا ڈیپتھ آف دا مین. ہیئر دا میجیشنز, دے نو انسائیڈ دیمسیلفز واٹ دے آر ڈوئنگ, دے آر فولنگ ود دا پیپل اراؤنڈ, دے آر گیونگ دیم فالس میسجز بائی ہیونگ دس magic and sorcery and all that. So when they came into the palace of Fir'aun, they made their magic and made the snakes going on. Allah ordered Musa alayhi salam to put his staff, the asa, his staff, his stick, put it on the ground, and from his miracle, Allah's miracle, he made that stick into a big snake, which gobbled up all the small snakes. What happened? Allah said, فَأُلْكَ السَّحْرَةُ سُجَّدًا قَالِ آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. The moment they saw the staff, the stick of Musa's land, becoming a big snake and eating up these small snakes, the magician, they fell in sujood. دیکھیں سے یہ کیسے کہ آپ نے یہ اللہ کی اس میں کیا وعدانیت ہے, یہ اللہ کی کیا شان ہے, یہ کیا کائنات کی نو نو سوال کیا ہے, دکھ بھی ہے دیکھتے ہی ہمیں پتا چل گیا یار یہی اصل چیز ہے. سیدھے نکل گئے جس طرح وہ میں بھول رہا ہوں بہت بڑے ہمارے ہندو پاکستان کے مفسر انہوں نے اس آیت میں لکھا تھا اپنے تفسیر میں کہ جب اللہ تعالیٰ کسی چیز کی کسی انسان کے لیے ہدایت کے دروازے کھول دیں لکھ دیں تو صرف بہانے ہوتے ہیں ان کو اس طرف لانا. وہ جو موسیٰ علیہ السلام کے جو میجیشنز تھے جو سحر تھے ان کی ہدایت لکھ چکی تھی آسمان سے, عرش رحمان سے لکھ چکا تھا, اب صرف ایک بہانہ تھا کہ وہ جو ہے یہ چیز دیکھے اور سیکھ دینے کے نہ انہوں نے ایک چیز کہی نہ کچھ. اور ایمان بھی آیا تو کس غضب کا ایمان دیکھے, فرعون دیکھتے ہی ارے یہ تو کیا کر رہے ہو تم نے فیزر کر رہے ہو, میں تمہیں جو ہے وہ باندھ دوں گا, گھر میں لٹکا دوں گا, تمہارے پیر کاٹ دوں گا, ہاتھ کاٹ دوں گا, وہ کہتے ہیں سرکار سب کچھ کر لوں. یعنی یہ جو محبت ہے اس کے علاجی ہے اس کی طاقت کا اندازہ آپ نہیں کر سکتے کہ انسان سجدے میں گر گیا اور کہہ رہے میں جسم کے ٹکڑے ٹکڑے کر دو فرعون مجھے اس کی پرواہ نہیں, مجھے وہ روک لگ گیا جس کی مجھے تلاش تھی. آج ہمیں بھی اس روک کی تلاش خصوصاً اس ماہ مبارک میں in this month of Ramadan as the last few nights are coming up, we are already in the second ashram which is finishing. Aaj to 16 bhi khatam ho gaya, 17 ki raat shuru hogi, 3 more nights and that's the nights to meet Allah, 3 more nights and the night begin. Are we ready like those magicians of Fir'aun to put ourselves in the dye, like I said, if you remember, in the dye, the color, the symbolism of Allah, اپنے آپ کو اس میں ڈبا دینا, دور جانا اور محض ہو جانا اور بھول جانا اپنے عزیز و قارب کو بنیا رشی ہر چیز کو بھول جانا. یہ جو آخری دس رات ہیں یہ ایسے ہیں کہ صرف عشق لائے اور بندگی کی جو ہے وہ کہہ رہی ہے. And then Allah tells us furthermore in Surah Taha about the other things of Musa alayhi salam and the whole story goes forward. Then also about the calf which was there in Surah Baqarah and how when he went for 40 nights they took worshipping of the calf and the thing, and then he came back, he got very upset, he held his brother with the beard, he said, what did you do, why did you stop them from worshipping? And then the brother says, قَالَ يَا إِبْنَ عُمْ اے میرے ماں کے بیٹے, باہر سے بھی بتاؤں گیا ہے, قَالَ يَا إِبْنَ عُمْ اے میرے ماں کے بیٹے, لَا تَعْخُذْ بِعْلِيَتِي وَلَرَاسِ, مجھے میرے داڑھی سے نہ پکڑو بھائی, بھائی میرے چھوٹے بھائی جا رہا کہ موسیٰ اسلام, لیکن اتنا غصہ آ گیا یہ کیا کر لیا انہوں نے, تو بڑے بھائی ہاری صاحب کو داڑھی سے پکڑے, اللہ تعالیٰ قرآن نہیں کرے داڑھی سے پکڑے جو ولولا انگیز بھائی کو کہ برداشت نہیں ہوگی بچے کے جو ہے پرستش کر رہے پوجا کر رہے داڑھی سے پکڑ لیا اور سر کے بعد رہو, تو میرے بھائی باپ دے چھوڑ دو میرے بھائی چھوڑ دو, میں نے اس نے ان میں خوشی تو انتقل ہے, میں یہ ڈر رہا تھا اے میرے بھائی چھوڑے بھائی منہ سے سر, میں یہ ڈر رہا تھا جب آپ واپس آئیں گے اگر میں نے ان کو روکا ہوتا تو یہ بٹ کے آگے آگے بٹوارا ہو چکا تھا بنی اسرائیل, تو میں یہ کہہ رہا تھا کہ آپ واپس آئیں گے تو کہیں گے لو تم نے میرے قوم کو جو ہے بانٹ دیا. یعنی مقصد کیا, اس کا مفہوم کیا ہوا, واٹس دی امپلیکیشن, دیٹ ایون اے نبی آف اللہ اے پروفیٹ آف اللہ ہارون علیہ السلام ڈیڈ ناٹ وانٹ دی امہ ٹو بی ڈیوائیڈڈ, وائی دے ڈن گیو دیم شک, ہاؤ مچ امپورٹنس آن توحید آن یونیٹی اتحاد, اینڈ ٹو ڈے وی فائٹ آن لیئر ایشوز, اور ہی سیڈ آئی ول ناؤ بی, اور ہی میکس ہز ہینڈ ہیئر, oh, he puts his foot over there, right on my edge. We are fighting on 10 issues. And there's a prophet of Allah who came on this earth and did not forcefully stop his people from worshipping that calf, because then they would have become two people. He wanted to keep them united. Dawat did it. He kept warning them, don't do it, don't do it. But he didn't use force, brutal force. Why? خَشِيْتُ إِنِّي خَشِيْتُ أَنْ تَقُولَ فَرَّقْتَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Oh Musa Islam, I fear that when you come back on the mountain, you're going to blame me, accuse me, that you divided, disunited the Bani Israel, because you stopped them by force. Kitni badi pate ki baat, you know, this is the read between the lines, the wisdom, hikmah. Hikmah is a very great thing. And today we fight on real issues. Forget about it. And kya hi dikhayenge Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ko, kaimat ke roz. What face are we going to show to our beloved Prophet? We say from our heart, I love you Rasulullah Rasulullah. I want to be with you in Jannah. I want to be with you in Qiyamah. But I also pick on little issues and break the hearts of my own Muslim brothers and sisters. Meaning we should have tolerance. What this ayah is saying, we should have more wussat. Dilmi wussat. Sinimi wussat badaka. Have a big heart. Have a big chest. Absorb things. Don't get perturbed on little things and say, no, my way is the only way, otherwise on highway 287. No. they have to have tolerance, have absorption, have a big heart. Okay, give them the dawah. Hari was not at my kaam nahi chhod. Nabuwat ke kaam tha batana. He kept doing that, but he didn't use force, brutal force or torture. No, don't do it. That's it. I'm Wahhabi, I'm Salafi. That's it. You gotta follow my way. No. Let's have absorbance. Your way is fine, okay. But listen, this is my way of telling you my message. Now, if you want to follow it or not, it's up to you. Then also in Surah, Allah Subhanahu tells us very beautiful ayah, وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَلَ ظُلْمًا. In verse 111, Allah Subhanahu says that all the faces on the Day of Judgment, Yawm al-Qiyamah, will go in sujood to Allah Subhanahu ta'ala with humility and humbleness. And this ayah then is in connection with another ayah in I think it's Surah Qiyam, I'm not sure exactly. In another surah, Allah says that those who did not pray or did not make sujood to Allah in this dunya, on that day they will unki kamre ya karein, their backs will become stuck. They want to make sujood but they can't, kyunki dunya nahi hai. Automatically they'll be exposed. On the Day of Qiyamah, everybody is in sujood. Those who are regular in prayer, those who knew Allah. But those who don't pray, Allah will make their spine, their backbone stiff as a rock, solid stone. That they want to move, giants are going to switch. Soch ya. I mean, just visualize in your brain what kind of physique it will be that you're trying to go. You see billions of people in sujood, you want to go but you can't. That is why Allah says, pray namaz, pray salat in this dunya, because on the Day of Judgment, itni badi nadamat hogi ki hazaron sagar log sujood mein aur ye insaan nahi jaye. Sirf ek kotai ke wajah se duniya mein mashghool. I was busy, Allah, I didn't have time for you. Astaghfirullah Azim. Then Allah now tells about towards the end of Surah Taha, very beautiful thing. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. This complaint we keep making, oh, my life is miserable, I hate this life, I want to commit suicide. You'd be amazed how many Muslim teenagers in this country are ready on the edge. But they're on the edge to commit suicide. Our Muslim children, youth, in teenager years, that's the most vulnerable years. They're ready to commit suicide. They feel there's no hope in life. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is saying, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا. And whoever turns away from my zikr, meaning turns away from my teachings, from the teachings of Islam, from the obligations of Allah. So for them is what? Ma'isha. Their life on this dunya will be dhanka, miserable, horrible, ridiculous. That they will be always perturbed. They will be always contemplating suicide is the best najah. But people who are depressed and grieved, why does suicide look to them like an option? Why do they even think of that? Because they think, by taking my life, I'll get rid of the temporary pains and anguishes that I'm engaged in. So Allah is saying, why are they in the pain in the first place? Go to the root cause of the problem. They must be away from the sunnah of Muhammad ﷺ. They must be away from the tawheed of Allah ta'ala. They must be away from the injunctions of the Quran. Because they're living that life, so Allah has made them with such pain and anguish. What they have to do, not suicide, all they have to do is come back on track and follow the junctions. And if they don't do that, what does Allah say? وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. If they continue in their audacity and stubbornness, Allah will raise them from the grave on the Day of Judgment blind. When they died, they knew that they could see. They knew very well. So now when they'll be resurrected, they will have that memory, recalled memory. Hey, I could see, but I can't see right now. They can hear, but they can't see. So they'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا قَالَ رَبِّي. Oh my Rabb, oh my Allah, لِمَا حَزَوْتَنِ يَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh Allah, why did you raise me blind? I can't see anything. And I know that when I died, the last breath I breath on earth, I could see. كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. I could see. Allah will reply back to those people from the resurrection, they're coming. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ يَوْمَ تُنْسَى. That just like you, my ayats came to you in the dunya, and you, you turn a deaf ear to that. You turn a blind eye to it. You move earlier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives signs, ayat, nishaniyat, move earlier. You forgot about it. You got it. Nisyan. فَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. In the same way, I, your Allah, your Rabb, will forget you today. Don't talk to me. Don't ask me anything about it. فَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي مَا أَسْأَلْنَا. Allah talks towards the end of Surah Taha about that. Then we have Surah Anbiya, another Makki Surah, is named after the Prophets, Anbiya. A lot of the Prophets of Allah are mentioned in this Surah. And it also talks about, right in the beginning, about the Qiyamah, Ahwal al-Qiyamah. اَبْتَرَبَ النَّاسِ حِسَابُ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِدُونَ. The time of accountability has come closer to the believers, but they are in ghafla, ghul chup mein. Agadhi dunyam, there's nowhere else. You look at their a'mal, you look at their af'al, you look at their lifestyle, you look at their rehensan, their attire, kapre, their eating, everything. Everything you look at that believer, in which fits in his eye, is in a ghafla. Doesn't know. They're like this, it's like they're on a totally different wavelength. They don't know what the Rabb has asked them to do in terms of eating, drinking, wearing clothes and lifestyle and lavish and things like that. That's what mu'ridun. What mu'rid means? Denier, rejecter. If Allah says don't do israf, they don't care about it. They are mu'rid. If Allah says don't waste money, they don't care about it. They waste money, whatever they want to do. That is what Allah is saying. That the reason they're doing this kind of a lifestyle, because they don't know that they're getting closer and closer to meet the Rabb any moment. And then Allah tells in Surah Al-Nur in the beginning about the accusations that they made against the Prophet ﷺ, that he's, na'udhubillah, he's mad, na'udhubillah, that he's a poet, na'udhubillah, he's a fortune teller. All those accusations are mentioned here by Allah, and then Allah responds back to them saying that they are foolish who are accusing. And then Allah also talks about the, some scientific ayahs are mentioned here in Surah Al-Nur, especially about the Big Bang Theory, that the world was created with a bang, that the scientists believe in. Is somewhat conformity with the Quranic injunction. Allah says that أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا. Those people who deny Allah, who reject Allah, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ, that the heavens and the earth, كَانَ رَتْقًا, they were like one. Ratq means in Arabic language as one piece. فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Allah is saying that I, the creator, the originator, separated the heavens and the earth. It was like one piece of ball, one big thing. Allah separated the earth and the heaven, and the earth and the heaven. The same kind of explosion of Big Bang Theory, that then the galaxies and the planets came into existence and all these things. And then the other thing Allah says here after that, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And from water we have made every living creature. That is why you'd be amazed, maybe not, why the NASA scientists are looking for water on Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, whatever. If there's water, there's life. Who told this? Allah is one of them. Why? 1425 years ago. So what's the big deal if they do it now? They took it from us. And then there were some scientific ayahs Allah is saying, look to creation, how much water is in our body? Look to the animals, how much water in their body? Look at the fruit, the apple you cut, water comes out. Orange, anything, any fruit vegetable you cut, water. Look at a small worm, you press on it, water comes out. Look at the leaf, anything you, Allah is saying, every single living thing in this universe, from water. Water is life. That's where this ayah comes. Then Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. They talk about this ozone layer and the protection there, that meteor showers come and they get thwarted or repelled because of a protective covering that is there on the outside layers of the earth. Allah is saying, وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. مَحْفُوظًا comes from hijz, protection. Saqf means like a ceiling, a covering on the top. Allah is saying that we make the sama, the skies, the heavens, like a covering to ward off. So everything that comes from outside gets reflected, repelled back. And that's why we are protected from the outside meteor showers. Because if they were all getting into earth, we don't have life over here. Some scientific things. Other thing Allah says, the لَوْكَانَ فِيهِمَا أَلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَ. If there were more than one ilah, more than one Allah in this universe, everything would have fasad, chaos. There would be no uniformity within the thing. And then Allah says about our creation, insan. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. In Surah Anbiya, Allah says, very beautiful thing, that insan has been created from hastiness. جَبْ بَعْضَتْ. كِتْنِي جَلْدِي هُتِيهِ. So Allah says, سَعِيْكُمْ أَيَّادِ فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُ. Don't rush, O insan. We will show you every single ayah of ours, the Creator. Don't worry about it. You'll see every single thing. Then also the other prophets are mentioned in Surah Anbiya, such as the Prophet Lut alayhi salam, Prophet Nuh, Prophet Dawood and Sulaiman, and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. In this ayah also it talks about the nar, the fire that Ibrahim alayhi salam was thrown into. Allah has said in this ayah, in this surah, 60, verse 69, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَى إِبْرَهِيمٍ. We ordered the nar, the fire, be, and it became
cool, both was salam and peaceful on Ibrahim, because they were Ibrahim Islam, because they were forcing him into it. Because the, it mentions that, you know, that when they came back, they saw all their idols broken down, except for the one, illa kabiruhu, and the big one had in his hand the axe with which Ibrahim Islam had broken the others. So they say, who did this? And then they say, oh, we think it's a young boy. Somebody in our fucking high school is more Ibrahim. They say, oh, there's a young boy. I think his name is Ibrahim bin Masud. They say, bring him, bring him. And so over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they brought him, ala a'yunin nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they brought Ibrahim alayhi salam ala a'yunin nas, on the eyes of people. Meaning what? That people were lined up. Ganyo me, sargo me, jamaifa. Paribara. Kya aayegi? वो यंग शाब यंग लड़का जो आ रहा है जिसका नाम इब्राहिम है ही इज कमिंग एंड यू हैव टू सी हिम बिकॉज़ ही हैड द डेयरिंग एटीट्यूड ऑफ डिस्ट्रॉयिंग आवर आइडल सो नाउ वी गेट व्हेन ही गॉट इन देयर इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम ही सेड डिड यू डू दिस टू आवर गॉड्स लुक ही डिडंट से यस और नो वेरी इंटेलेक्चुअल डिप्लोमेटिक काइंड ऑफ आंसर टू फोर्स देम टू थिंक व्हाट आर दे वर्शिपिंग एंड एट द सेम टाइम इट्स लाइक किलिंग टू बर्ड्स विद वन स्टोन टू मेक देम स्पीचलेस लाइक जवाब कर दिए सो ये चीज गई आस्क दिस बिग वन He's going to tell you who did this. Like the idol, speechless. Then, because he's there, now they're stuck. If at least a customer gets me. Agar main poochte to sawal ka jawab nahi de sakta. Aur agar poochte to block of bandh ho sakte hain samne ya ki ye to bol nahi sakta. So, I mean, this is tawheed. This is da'wat. Da'wah. They say that people who worship tawheed are foolish people, naive. No, they're wrong. People who are on tawheed are the most intelligent, smart, inquisitive, and intellectual people, because they know they don't worship something they cannot even talk to. Allah talks to us daily, 5 times a day, even in the darkness of the night, when He comes from the top heaven to the first heaven, saying, is there anyone who wants rizq, barakah, who is there anyone who wants solving of them, and so on and so forth, meaning the tahajjud time. And then Allah mentions about Dawud al-Salam, Sulaiman, and then also about Ayyub, or Ayyub is nada rabbahu anni massani al-dhurru. And then remember Ayyub alayhi salam when he said to his Allah, O Allah, harm has afflicted me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. And O Allah, you are the most forgiving of all. This ayah was revealed when regarding the Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. When, as you know, that his story was told to us by Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. He told us that my brother Ayyub, the sabr of Ayyub is very famous, mashur. But sabr of Ayyub means the most highest degree of patience. He was totally paralyzed from the whole body. Nothing could move. Totally bedridden. Anything that could move the tongue. And even lying on the bed in the tongue, he said, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. That's why the fadilat of zikr is so high. The power of tongue is huge. So when Allah subhanahu tested Ayyub alayhi salam to the next final stage level, he paralyzed the tongue. When the tongue stopped moving, that is when he said in his heart, that Ya Rabbi, or is nada rabbahu, he called upon his Allah khamla, dil ki bugar rabki li, is nada rabbahu, anni mastani al-dhur, O Allah, harm has now touched me. As if saying that when the hands stop functioning, the legs stop functioning, the body stop functioning, no harm. He's saying nothing happened. I was satisfied because my tongue was moved. But now that aapne meri zuban bhi chhin li hai Allah taala, ab mujhe jo hai wo dard pahuncha. Kyun? Kyunki main isi zuban se aapki wird kar raha tha. This is the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam that Allah is mentioning. Then Allah also mentioned about Ismail alayhi salam, Idris, Zulkifl, and Noon alayhi salam, and then the dua of Noon alayhi salam that he made inside the fish, the mouth of the ship of fish, as mentioned over here. That La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimeen, that we know as Ayatul Kareema, you know, the very major ayah which is recited by us also in haja, in need, in difficulty, in problem, in issue. If somebody is in jail, in prison, you recite it, they can come out inshallah with the barakah of Quran and Allah and many other things that we have. Then it also mentions about when Allah mentions in Surah Anbiya all the prophets of Allah, He then mentions Maryam, the mother of Isa al-Islam. It's true that she was a woman, it's true that she is not a prophet of Allah, but she is the mother of a prophet, and she has the maqam. She's in Jannah, like the Prophet has said, that in Jannah there are four women in Jannah. Maryam, Asiya, wife of Firaun, Khadija, and Fatima, the woman of Jannah, as the Prophet said. One of them is Maryam, because of her piety, her righteousness, and Like in the same Surah Maryam that we read earlier, listen, she said, "Oh Allah, I wish I had died before I even give birth to this child because I can't face." In that ayah, Allah is showing the utmost piety, taqwa she had, the consciousness of chastity and modesty, and how she faced people. That's why Allah said that she was from the qanitin, those who make rujoo to Allah and stand up long nights in prayer. Then Allah mentions by Ya'juj, Ma'juj in Surah Anbiya. And then there is Surah Hajj, which I already talked about today in Burnley, so it's recorded, you can listen. Then there is Surah Mu'minun, which we went through already yesterday, and Surah Nur. Moving on to forward to Surah Furqan, because I just want to show a little bit of Furqan. Tomorrow, I think Qari Sahib is going to recite the whole of Surah Furqan. He recited some of it today. Surah Furqan, I'll finish with this today, so that when you listen to Qari Sahib tomorrow, you can see the ayats. Surah Furqan takes the it's another name of Quran. And we'll finish with this surah. It means from the word, root word of faraqa, to distinguish, differentiate. And it's a name of the Quran. Quran has four names, by the way, other than the word Quran. There are Furqan, Zikr, and Kitab, and Tanzeel. The other are not names, but they are sifat, properties, features, like Nur, Huda, Shifa, and all these things. Sometimes we get confused, we think that they are names. No, the name are these four according to the hadith of Rasulullah that he told us. Surah Furqan is a Makki surah and talks about the ahwal of Makkah, especially it pounds on the concept of Tawheed, on the concept of Akhirah, on the concept of making our a'mal, rectifying them, apne a'mal ko durust karna, apne lifestyle ko durust karna. And it talks about also the concept of how they attacked Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quraysh of Makkah, they used to come and attack him, then what is this, how come he's a prophet, why doesn't Allah send an angel as a prophet, why does he have to send a human being as a prophet? So Allah responded to all these accusations. And then they said, what is this prophet? He eats food and drink like us. I mean, they thought the perception was for a prophet, he has to be something from a different realm, different. He doesn't have to eat food like us. He doesn't have to drink like us. He doesn't have to wear clothes like us. And he doesn't have to walk with, like us. It has to be something different. Allah responds to that also. And then they said that, oh, whatever he is telling us in the Quran is just tales of the past. Story tales, bedtime stories. No. Allah says that he is being giving revelation, wahi. All these accusations are being answered over here. And then one ayah that I want to share here is ayah number 7. They say, وَقَالُوا, they say, مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولُ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ لَوْ لَأُنْزِرَ عَلِهِمْ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكُ فَيَكُونُ مَعُ نَظِيرُ. Allah says, what is wrong with this Prophet of Allah that he eats and drinks like us and he walks in the market, souq, like us? Why doesn't an angel come upon him, or why doesn't come upon him and be a warner with him for the humanity? Allah has a response to this in the ayah number 20 to this accusation. Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. Allah says that the prophets that we sent before you, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they, all of them, they ate food and they used to walk on the earth and go through the markets. So why are they accusing you to be different? They had their prophets before that. How come they don't accuse for that? So Allah responds. Then Allah says, if there were angels on earth living around, then Allah would have sent an angel to be their prophet. But because you humans are living on earth, so Allah is sending a human. Replying back to the accusation that why doesn't Allah send a prophet as an angel? I mean, angel as a prophet. Then the very important verse that I want to share, and I'll start with this. Verse number 27 through 29. About friendship. Dosti. We all have friends. Whether they're good or bad, depends, whatever, how we look at it. But we all have friends. Allah's mother in Surah Furqan is hitting hard on the concept of friendship in Islam, saying, O believer, O mu'min, what kind of friend do you want to be or have? Look at the ayah, very beautiful. Allah says, giving a glimpse, an image of Qiyamah, a very visualistic ayah, an ayah that you can close your eye and visualize what's going to be happening. Before I give you the ayah, it's a common practice today for human beings that when you become nervous, what do? When you're tense and nervous, you start biting your... Because, yeah, germs are going, don't do that. But the person is doing it, does he know he's doing it? He's mad, he's somewhere else, he's so tense. He doesn't even realize, he's so tense, he doesn't realize he's biting his fingernail. Oh, make a ticket, everything, he put in Namun Sahab.
لیکن افکار ختم نہیں ہوئے.
Still there. Tense. Allah SWT, look what he says. What a beautiful example. As if taken right from our diaries of daily life. وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَلَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَا الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. وَيَوْمَ, on the day of judgment, يَعَدُ
بَيْتِ الظَّالِم, the oppressor, oppressive person. عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ, he will bite his hand.
So tense. اتراب. پریشانی میں ہوتے رہتے ہیں کہ ناخن جو دور کی بات, انگلی بھی دور کی بات, ہاتھ بھی دور کی بات, پورے کا پورے دونوں ہاتھ چبا رہا ہو.
Why is he chibaing his hands? Because he will say, Ya laytani, oh, woe be to me.
ارے بدبخت میں, میں انسان بدبخت, کاش کاش کہ میں نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت کا طریقہ اپنا لیتا. That is the remorse.
Allah is telling us in Surah Al-Quran right now, as we are alive, as we pray, as we do ibadat, that look, insan, apni akkasi dekh lo, kya tum inme se to nahi hoge? This is the thing. Yani Quran khol khol ke hamari zindagiyon ko khol ke band kar rahe.
Oh, you are doing, are you going to be like this person who's not going to be biting his finger near, but he's biting his hand, yadai, it's a dual, dualistic. Not just one hand, yad, yadai, both his hands. In itni par jani ke ek haath se bhai jawab de, aap stock honge ji. Second hand law.
So tense, itni par jani ne te hai ki mera kya banega raha, what's going to happen to me?
Am I going to go to jahannam? Because I didn't follow the sunnah of Rasul Islam.
اور دنیا میں وہ دعویٰ کرتا تھا, میں جی نبی کا پیروکار, میں تو نبی کا محبت دار, میں اس کے نبی میں مبتلا ہوں, لیکن اعمال اس کے سنت کی طرح.
That's why Allah is saying, يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا.
Oh, what do you mean that I would have taken the path of Rasul alayhi sallam, the sunnah.
On the next ayah is more chilling. Why did this person go deviate and become like this? Allah says, يَا وَيْلَتَ لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا.
Oh, woe be to me, curse be upon me, that I should not have taken that person.
فُلَان in Arabic means anonymous person. That person, you know, Mr. XYZ or Mr. JVZ.
That person, I would not have taken them to be my friend.
If I didn't take that brother or sister to be my friend, then I would not have been deviated from the sunnah also.
Meaning he is now, he or she is now thinking that those friends, wo dost mere kisi kaam ke nahi, kyunki unhone mujhe nabi sallam ki sunnat se dur kar diya,
aur duniya ke lazzat mein, duniya ke lazz mein mubtala kar diya, aur aaj main apna haath kha baith raha.
That is what Allah was saying, that this person will have remorse and guilt and nadamat of the highest kind, that I wish I would not have taken that person so and so to be my friend. Why? لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ جَعَلِي.
Because that person moved me away from the path of zikr, path of Allah.
بَعْدَ جَعَلِي, after I received the Qur'an.
I memorized the Qur'an, or I read the Qur'an, or I learned the Qur'an from Qari Sahib, I practiced the Qur'an, but this friend kept taking me away and away and away from the Qur'an.
لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ جَعَلِي.
وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا.
Because this person was an agent of shaitan and taking us away.
Allah SWT is saying that he took that friend, that person, that fulan, to be khalil.
Khalil is that kind of friend that is very, very close.
Jigri yaar.
You get it? Langodi yaar.
Bilkul. Bachpan mein dost saath.
You're like this.
But that friend that was like this was of no use on the day of judgment, Qiyamat ke roz, because they adhallani ani dhikr.
And that is why the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, in conjunction with this these ayats,
الْمَرْءُ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ فَلْيَنْذُوا أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلِ.
The same word khalil is being used,
that every human soul is on the deen of his khalil, or his best friend.
فَلْيَنْذُوا أَحَدُكُمْ, let each one of you look to his gireba, look to his shirt, and see who are they taking their close, intimate friends as, best friends as.
Are they taking their best friends as those who will bring them closer to Allah, Akhirah, Jannah, Deen, Sunnah of Rasulullah? Or are they taking friends who are taking them away from Allah, from Deen, and taking them closer and closer to Jahannam and Shaitan? Wal-A'yadu Billah.
This is all the Prophet ﷺ said. That it does not mean that we, whoever is my friend, I just become their Deen.
No, he's saying, Ala Deen Khalil, meaning they become influenced, impacted.
Itna asar lete hai apne dost ki sohbat se.
The sohbat is the very important. that the environment influences this person, that the way their friends act, behave, speak, language. आप देखते हैं अपने बच्चों में जब कि बच्चे कहीं पार्टी में गए, कोई गलत चीज सीखा हो, ये कहां सीखा? वो फला फला हुआ गैदरिंग में वो बच्चा क्या रहा, इतना जब भी उसने सीखा, अभी सिर्फ चंद घंटा में वहां से स्टार बने गए थे, वो लफज सीख के आगे. मीनिंग impact of individuality is humongous, and that is what the Prophet is saying. Be careful when you make friends. You need friend. The word friendship is very important, because the word friend in Arabic means sadiq. Sadiq is from the root words of sad, dal, qaf, which is what? Sadaqa. Sadaqa. Truthfulness. Sachcha dost aapko milenge jo Allah Taala ke saath sach ke saath ibadat kar raha hai. And that is what Allah is saying, that choose your friends to be those who are truthful to Allah, true to Allah. Just like Umar ibn Khattab, when a person came to him, he said, you know, someone wanted to marry. So he came to him that, you know, find a wife for that person, I know him very well. So he asked him three questions. Umar, the Khalifa, you know, having his caliber and everything, said, okay, did you travel with him? He said, no. I said, okay. Did you live in his neighborhood? You were his neighbor? He said, no. I said, okay. So did you do any financial transaction with him? That person who was recommending me to give find a woman to marry her, did you do any financial transaction with him? Named him? No? So no. So get lost. You don't know him. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَعْلَمُهُ. He said that don't claim that you know him. Don't claim that you know him, because you don't really know him. And then he goes on to say in that conversation, you must have seen him praying and making sujood, and that's why you say you know him? He said, yeah. क्या बसारत थी, क्या तकवा ईमान था कि उसके बाद से बचाएंगे कि इसने सिर्फ उसको मस्जिद में नमाज पढ़ते ले गए तो वो उसकी सिफारिश कर रही थी शादी करवा दे उसकी. And he's asking him three questions. Did you pray with him? Did you live with him? Did you travel with him? No. Why? What is the significance of these three things? You get to know the character of the person. Travel करेंगे उसकी असलियत सामने आ जाएगी. चिड़चिड़ा है, बदमाश है, कैसे है, क्या है, क्या परेशानी है, जो भी है. You travel, you find out. You live with them, you get to know the etiquettes, the lifestyle, the features, what kind of person they are. Khuli ki dawat jaati. Even if you do those two, if you do any financial crime, jab paise ki baat aati hai, to insaan ki asliyat samne aati. Upar upar dhaar mein kya kehti hai, main bada hai, main bada hai. Jab paise ki, paise mein aisi kashish hai, ki insaan ki asliyat ko khech ke baar nikaal leti. Aur jo woh muttaqin hote hain, woh kehte hain, paisa kya hai, iska to koi value nahi. इंसान का लेन देन असल, अखलाक असल, मामलात असल. पैसे वो आज ही चीज आज है कल नहीं है, लेकिन जो लोग ईमान दे रही उनके लिए पैसे ही सब कुछ, और जो पैसे देते रहे आप पे कर जाए. आप कह रहे क्या, नहीं इसको तो मैं शादी के नहीं लेकर मैं कह सकती पैसे मान. सो द नेचर ऑफ दिस होल थिंग इज फ्रेंडशिप इज बीइंग बम्बार्डेड इन दिस सूरह, इन सूरह फुरकान. व्हाई? बिकॉज़ द वर्ड फुरकान मींस डिफरेंशिएट, क्राइटेरियन टू डिफरेंशिएट बिटवीन द राइचियस एंड द नॉन राइचियस. And then before I talk about some of the scientific ideas, like salt water and sea water, they don't mix together, they're immiscible liquids. It talks about the planets, the orbits and things like that. And in the last few verses, the last ruku of Surah Furqan, which you will hear inshallah tomorrow, and we'll talk about it tomorrow, we'll pick it up from here, talks about the Ibadur Rahman, the slaves of Allah. That will be the topic of tomorrow. The true slaves of Allah, there are 10 specific characteristics. You want to be a true slave, Allah is pakka banda, bandi ban ke rehna, you have to have this. 67, verses 67 through 77. 10 ayats mein Allah Ta'ala ne khol ke bayan kar diya. If you have this, you are Allah's banda or bandi. If you don't have it, we are very far away. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam 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 wa salam